Hello, this is Mambo Sandy. And this evening, I have a message of caution. This message comes from my heart because I care about people coming on to the spiritual path, okay? Especially the African traditions. These traditions are not traditions to play with. They're not traditions to joke with. They're not traditions to give half of a commitment. Either you're in or you're out. Okay? You see, on YouTube, and you know, I might get chastised for this, and at this point, I don't give a damn. Because if it can save, if this message can save one person from making a bad mistake and messing up their life for a couple of years or a few years, so be it. I'm going to give this message. Be careful where you get your messages from. Once again, be careful where you get your messages from about certain spirits or people giving messages from spirits, okay? For example, you know, I noticed that there's a particular person out there, and you'll understand that if you ever seen certain spirits possess a person or ride a person, as we say, you'll know their personality, and you'll know that their personality is not anywhere near what these people are conveying. Okay, Santa Marta is a hot spirit. Okay, and any of the Santa Martas that I have met are not all candy coated and sweet and like sugar. I've never, and I've been around my godfather, and I've seen other misterios, other horses, excuse me, carry Saint Martha, and Saint Martha has never ever come like sweet like candy. It's just not gonna happen. Okay. So that's my other. That's one thing. Okay. The next thing is people that wanted to make a commitment to the spirit, okay? And they want the spirit to work for them. They want the spirit to do things for them, but they're cheap. I'm going to say what it is. They're cheap. They're cheap with their time. They're cheap with themselves. They're cheap. And they want the spirit to work for them and do things for them, but they don't want to give the spirit their just due. They want the spirit to work for them, and they don't want to learn properly. They don't want to put in the sacrifice. They don't want to put in the time. So what they do is they go around and they get bits and pieces of information, and they put on costumes, and they put on flash and dash. And unfortunately, because of the culture, the society that we live in, flash and dash is what lures people in to the rocks. It lures people in to the pit. Okay? So you have to learn how to wake up and realize either you're on this path or you're not. And you have to realize and see these newfangled, and I said fangled, priests and priestesses that's popping out the blue, and they're giving information on Loa and saints, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Now, you can take it however the fuck you want today, because that's the kind of mood I'm in this evening. The true horses have sacrificed years and years of pain and sorrow and many other things so they can have the commitment to the spirit that they do have, the connection to the spirit that they do have, so they can move mountains, move things in the right direction for people that are in true need of help. But for so long, you know, spiritual workers have been chastised about how much money they charge for their work. Meanwhile, what people do not understand and will probably never understand is when a spiritual worker does work for you, to bring a man back, to get your job, to save your child, to save your life. They are putting themselves sometimes in harm's way to save your life, to straighten out your life, to protect you from any kind of nonsense that might be coming your way. But many of you, you cringe at the thought of you having to pay more than $50 for fucking help. And I'm just gonna say how I feel today, because that's the kind of day I'm, the kind of night I'm in today. You are so fast. Many of you are so fast, and you get so dazzled, okay, by the people that are flashy. And they know nothing. They know nothing. They're not even scratching the surface of the mystery. Because it takes years to scratch the mystery of one mystery, not let alone 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 mysteries. People have started from childhood to learn what they learn. And they put in the time and commitment while you're out party harding, having parties and having fun. Those that are a part of this tradition, that have been a part of this tradition, were not. They were doing readings. They were apprenticing their godparent or their mother or their father, whoever it was, so they can be able to move mountains and move things for you in your life. But you have these charlatans, because that's what they are. They put on their fancy clothes and they put on their little fancy backgrounds, and you fall for the bullshit. Wake the fuck up. There's no nice way of putting it. And just like the old people say, either you're gonna shit on a pot or get the fuck off. It's time to stop playing with the low eyes. It's time to stop playing with the spirit. Either you want the help or you don't. Many of you are cheap. Many of you, the minute you hear something costs more than $53 or more than whatever, or you gotta pay anything, you bother spiritual workers and you come and, oh, well, how much is a consultation? And then poof, pow, you're gone. I'll say this one more time. Spiritual work is expensive. But be my guest and keep going to the charlatans and let them keep taking your money. Be my guest. But what you're not going to do, what you're not going to do, is you're not going to come to me on my YouTube page and insult me and my mysteries by saying to me, well, so-and-so, I do their rituals and their works, and their rituals are mishmashed up from wherever. And what it is the time hasn't come for whatever deity, spirit, mystery for you to pay the piper yet. Because if you look at that person, I'm not going to even give that person any credit, any more credit than they already should not have. Their life is very, very fucked up. And they got fucked up because they were messing with shit they don't fucking understand. And that's the problem. People want to dig and put their toe into the spirituality. This is not something to test. Either you're in or you're out. Because then you mess around, and people mess around, and they go here and they go there. And then when they finally find the person that can help them, they want to treat that spiritual worker, that godparent, that priest or priestess like doo-doo because they got shitted on by others. No, this will stop. Do not come to me with that because it's a new day for me. I will let you know about yourself and you can take it any way you want to. Anytime a priest or priestess or spiritual worker takes on this work, they take on a lot. And some of it's by choice and some of it is not. Some of us were called, and if we run, we, as they say, get popped. But that does not mean because some of us have to do this, or we must do this, that you can take advantage. That will not happen. I know with me it won't. So if you want to keep listening to people that take a piece from here and a piece from there because they don't want to take the time and commitment and they want to throw the word high priest or occult. My favorite cop out is I'm an occultist. So I can work with any spirit I want. Oh, can you, darling? Oh, can you work with any spirit you want? Well, we'll see how long that lasts. And let's see how long you will last. Not long at all. Because many of you out there have no respect for spirits. Many of you out there have no respect for your godparents. Many of you out there have no respect for spiritual workers. You think that we are dogs. You think that the Loa are dogs. You think that the spirits are dogs. You think that they are your lap dogs. That we are not. That they are not. We are not at your beck and call. So, if you are not ready to commit for whatever it is that you want, don't bother wasting your time or a spiritual worker's time. If you're not ready to invest the time or the money, don't waste your time. Don't play games because you can get hurt. Some spirits don't take kindly to people messing with their horses, their vessels. Because things don't go the way you think they should go and how they should go. Why did you go to a spiritual worker if you felt as though you knew everything? Or you felt you think that this should go the way you think it should go? Many of you are in mountains of shit. You have mountains of shit built up around you. Mountains and mountains of shit. And then when you go to a spiritual worker, you expect for those mountains and mountains of shit to disappear within a week or within a month. And you got mountains and mountains of shit. Many of you out there that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, you will go to the doctor. And the doctor will give you a prescription that might not be exactly right. But you'll go back to that doctor with no problem. And you'll ask the doctor or tell the doctor the problem. And the doctor will diagnose it and he'll change the prescription. But you do not do that when it comes to spiritual workers. The spiritual worker has to be 100%. God forbid. They have to adjust something. You're ready to call them a charlatan. You're ready to call them a scammer. You're ready to go through all of these different things when you didn't even follow the directions. You didn't take the time to do what it was you were supposed to do. Or you decide to change it up because you felt that you knew more than the spiritual worker that got the information to tell you what to do or to do what they're doing for you from the spirit, but yet you come looking for help. Or you like to go to the person that tells you the fairy tale, tells you what you want, what they want, what you want to hear. So what I'm going to say is, please, those out there that are looking for help, watch where you get your help from. Do your research. Find out about certain things before you go jumping and leaving yourself open to a lot of mayhem. Because it can take a brief moment in time to mess up your spiritual world. And once your spirituality is messed up, it's going to start to manifest in your physical. From your love life, to your money, to everything else. So if you can take the time to research a car, or research whatever it is, you need to take the time to research before you go jumping in and asking questions of people who don't know a goddamn thing. But they put on a good show. You should ask yourself a question sometimes. Am I worth a spiritual investment? Am I worth investing in myself? Am I worth investing in my spirituality? Many of you want to jump and you send, you know, these emails. Oh, you know, I want to be a priest. It's time for me to be a mambo. And the spirit said that it's time for me to do this. And I had a dream. You didn't have a dream about, damn it. Okay. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's your own, I'm going to say, delusional ego. And those that are always rushing you, you just have to ask yourself a question. You just start finding out about mysteries or spirits or whatever, and now all of a sudden you're ready to become a priest? All of a sudden now you're supposed to go wherever, and now you're just magically, pow, with the magic wand, now you're just supposed to go and become a priest or a priestess. What have you learned? What have you learned to even assume that you can handle being a priestess? What do you think being a priestess is? Oh my God, I'm going to become a priestess and my life is going to become better. And oh my God, I'm going to get all these clients. I don't know what you think. But what you think it is versus what it is two total different things. So don't let your delusional ego get yourself in a mess of trouble. That's like, I'll akin it to this. You just learned how to become a carpenter. You just learned what a carpenter was. But now all of a sudden you know how to build a house. You know how to put up the foundation for a house. You know how to put up the framework for a house. And you don't even know how to hammer a darn nail in a piece of wood. But you're ready to become a carpenter. You're ready to put the frame up to do a house. When your own framework isn't even together. Wake up. Take the time to ask yourself some serious questions before you go believing those that really do just want your money versus what is. You can serve the spirit without being a priest or priestess. So I'm going to leave these thoughts with you tonight. And please, if you like this, leave comments. Please feel free to share. Well, I hope you think these things over so that you're not getting yourself in a world of trouble. Something that, as my godfather says, you be cheap now, being cheap now will cause you to spend more money later. Being cheap now equals expensive later. So you think on that thought and the other things that I thought of, that I spoke on, because this is for your benefit. Be careful of all these YouTube, these are YouTube priests and priestesses. That's what they are, YouTube priests and priestesses that poop, pop, pow, come out the blue. And you take their word as whatever it is. Wake up, people.